أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد السنين قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون صدق الله صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the faithful servant and the last Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy and blessings be upon him, his entire household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every single one of us. Ameen. Ameen. Honorable ulama'i kiram, respected elders, mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters and children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy and blessings be upon you. Ameen. Before I commence, brothers, if you can please come forward. Fill up the first half. I did mention, some time ago, there is a hadith. You know, we know the ayah, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. That is the ayah we all know. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Right. There is also a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala saffil awwal. Meaning that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his malaika, the angels, they send special salutations and blessings upon those in the first saff. Those in the first saff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending his special salutations and blessings upon you, subhanAllah. You don't want that? You don't want the blessings and the mercy of Allah? When we come, we make niyyah, I'm going to the masjid to worship my maker, subhanAllah. We want his blessings, we want his mercy, subhanAllah. So when we come, the first thing we enter the masjid, come to the first saf. Fill up the first saf, and then the second, and then the third. That is the sunnah way of filling up the safs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless your time. There is nothing more precious in this world than time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears an oath in the Quran, in several passages in the Quran. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the dawn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal-Fajr, Walayalin Ashir, and by the dawn, Walayalin Ashir, and by the 10 nights. The 10 nights here in this ayah are referring to the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam by the dawn and by the 10 nights. And also in Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears an oath, subhanallah, by the squeezing time that is running out. Wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the time, indeed man is in loss. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. Meaning people's accountability and judgment day is coming close while they are still heedless and while they are still playing. اقترب للناس حسابهم. The judgment day is drawing closer and people are heedless. We are still playing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that time is running out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that the clock is ticking and the time is running out. So my khutbah today is about this topic, utilizing our time and taking the opportunity as time runs out. My brothers and sisters in Islam, ask a person who is 40 years old how time passed so quickly. And ask a person who is over 60 or 70 years old how their time passed so quickly, as if it was like the blinking of an eye. Like the clouds that pass very quickly and then they are gone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example in the Quran, a little story in the future about the people on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when people are resurrected on that day, on the day of judgment, subhanallah, those people who were heedless of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something, that when people are resurrected on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, those people who were heedless of the time, those people who wasted their time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, how many years do you think you were on earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask. He's going to ask them, those people who wasted their time. Subhanallah, those people who were heedless of the time. Kam labistum fil ardi adad sinin. How many years do you think you were on earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. They will say, oh, we were only on earth for a day or part of a day. This is how it felt. So count or ask those who kept count, meaning ask the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, oh, but your entire life was only but a very short time. If only you knew. If only you knew means that those who were heedless, not thinking about the day that will come, not thinking about the day of judgment, not thinking about the day of Qiyamah, They didn't follow the messenger's warnings to tell them that the life of this world is but a transitory. And that these people, subhanallah, they acted upon the idea that there is no judgment day. So they never realized. They lived their lives based on that belief. If only they knew. Subhanallah. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nur that the criminals on that day, they will say, they will be asked,
The criminals on that day, on the day of judgment, they will be asked, subhanallah, how long do you think you were in your qabr? They're going to be asked, how long do you think you were in your graves? Subhanallah. And they will swear an oath. يُقُصِمُ الْمُجِرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً. Subhanallah. The criminals, they will swear an oath. They will say, we went in our graves more than just an hour. Subhanallah. It was just an hour. These people, they will be resurrected and they will still assume, the scholars say, they will still assume that they had gone into an unconscious state and they were just asleep. Subhanallah. They think that they went into like a coma, you know, some kind of unconsciousness, and they are now waking up from this slumber. Subhanallah. They will say, they will swear an oath, it wasn't more than just an hour. Subhanallah. The people who died, they won't even feel that it was that so long. Subhanallah. And when they are resurrected, they don't know where they are. So the believers, subhanallah, so the believers come along, they'll come. Those who knew about this day that will come, the day of judgment, they will look around and they will know that this is the day of Qiyamah. And they will say to them, subhanallah, you are on the day of resurrection that we used to tell you about, but you used to make fun of us. This is the day which we believed in. Subhanallah. My brothers, my sisters, that will be the day when people will regret and say, subhanallah, for a day or part of a day, I lost my eternal life. Will be in deep regret compared to this world, the hereafter, and what is in store for them in paradise or in hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. I mean, this world will seem like a drop. It will seem like a drop or like a speck inside of a speck inside of a speck. Subhanallah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, brothers and sisters, about how precious our time is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this time that I've given you, use it, grab it and use it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life here, don't be fooled, it is very short. Subhanallah. When that day when Malak al-Maut comes to take you, subhanallah, it will seem like you only lived in this world half a day or some couple of minutes. When you see the malaika, when you be that very minute when the veil is lifted up, now you're seeing the angels, you're seeing Jahannam, you're seeing all these things. It will seem like you were in this earth only for a few minutes. Subhanallah. There were people who passed away a long, long time. Subhanallah. I'll give you an example. Right. Those whom we know. Likes of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Subhanallah. How old when he passed away? I want to ask those who know. How old was Abu Bakr when he passed away? Are there any kids here? Small kids? Subhanallah. Okay. He was 63 years old. Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he passed away, he was only 63 years old. And Umar, and how old was Uthman ibn Affan? He was only 83 years old. And from the time he passed away till today, how long is he in the grave? How long? Can someone tell me? From the time Uthman or Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away, how long is he in his grave? How long is he? 1,446 years now. 1,400 years. And how long is he going to be in his grave? Only Allah knows. We don't know how long. But look at, he only lived how many years? 63 years. Uthman, 83 years. In how long is he in his grave? 1,400 years. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, subhanallah, a clever person is he who prepares for death and what comes after death. That person is clever, he's wise. And a foolish is one who wastes his life only chasing money, fame. What is it? And before, hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you go, you visit the graves. Subhanallah. You are not satisfied. They say, amazing is a human being. You give him, he gets a valley of gold. A valley of gold. You give him a valley of gold. What happens? He gets happy. But he say, hey, if it was two. And still he gets two valleys of gold. He'll get happy. Say, hey, but it was three. Subhanallah. So you just keep on. You just one and one and one. So this life is very short, my brothers and sisters. Don't be fooled. Subhanallah. A believer on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the believer, the Muslim. He said, on the day of judgment, the believer who was a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not move. He will not move on the day of judgment until he is asked about five things. We're talking about a believer. You will not move until you are asked about five things. Shababihi fima abla. The first thing is about their youth and how they wasted it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about your youth and how you spent your youth. That is number one. Subhanallah. Wa an umrihi, and about their entire life, how you spend it. Allah subhanahu is going to ask you, I gave you life. How did you spend your life? Subhanallah. Wa an malihi, and about his wealth. Subhanallah. Where did he or she get it from? Subhanallah. And what did they spend that wealth on? So two things. How you got it? How did you get that wealth? And how did you spend it? Subhanallah. Wa an ilmihi, and about his or her knowledge and skills, subhanallah, which they attained in this life. Subhanallah. How did you use your knowledge, subhanallah, and your skills, subhanallah? So these five questions for every believer. They are for every believer. We are not talking about non-Muslims yet. But the believer, because the believer took a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to ask us. Subhanallah. It could be a good outcome, or it could be a bad outcome, or somewhere in between. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, in the hadith, it says that the first thing that will be asked about is what? Is about their youth before anything else. This is because the time of your youth, which is approximately between time of puberty till about, some scholars say 35, some they say 40 years old, subhanallah. But the point is, there is time of energy. There is the time of health, in which is the most important time for the youth, subhanallah. Because in that time, if it is lost, then what happens after that? Your health begins to decrease, subhanallah. You start having health issues as you get older, subhanallah. And the opportunity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be proactive in this life, serving the community, helping the destitute, making your life better, all of that, it starts to come to an end as you get older, as you know. So the shabab time, the youth time, is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the most precious time. The older you get, the more respected you become, subhanallah. And every person, as they get older, subhanallah, what they do, as you get older, what you do, a person should be improving. You should, as you're getting older, you should be improving also, subhanallah. In terms of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should be improving. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, subhanAllah, when a person reaches the age of 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the person reaches the age of 40, قال, he says, my Lord, allow me to thank you in gratitude for what you have given me and for the blessings which you have bestowed upon me, and allow me to thank you, subhanAllah, and allow me, ya Allah, to make dua for my parents who raised me up to this age. And then this person says, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us this dua in the Quran after the age of 40. Subhanallah. We say, what do we say? We say, tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh my Lord, allow me to die as a true Muslim submitting to you. And let me be among the ranks, or even following those who are righteous. Subhanallah. Make me of those who are righteous. Include me amongst those. Make me to die as a Muslim and include me amongst those who are righteous. Subhanallah. So after 40, what happens? The sunset begins. After 40, subhanAllah. And as Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, subhanAllah, when he was the treasurer of Egypt, he said the same dua, subhanAllah. He was over 40 years old. And he said, wa alhiqni, Yusuf alayhi salam, that time he was over 40. He said, wa alhiqni tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis-salihin. He said, oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, make me die as a Muslim and allow me to even follow, even if I'm in the back rows, in the ranks, in the line of those who are righteous. Subhanallah. This is how we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility and humbleness. We're asking Allah, show humility, show humbleness, humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, oh my Rabb, allow me. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me to be amongst the ranks of those who are righteous. And he was a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So my brothers, keep moving. Keep moving and get stronger every day. Subhanallah, and look forward for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for you in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is something waiting for you in Jannah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Look forward to that, subhanallah, which Allah has promised you in Jannah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And for the youth, I can see this youth here, yeah, subhanallah, youngsters here. Yeah. Look after your parents. Be dutiful to your parents. And remember that if you want your wealth and your life to increase in goodness, Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, connect your family ties, subhanallah. Connect your family ties, subhanallah. And be dutiful to your parents. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say a word of disrespect to your parents. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. But say honorable words. Honor your parents. Subhanallah. And وَقُلْ رَبِّ رُحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say to them, subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you as you looked after me when I was a child. Subhanallah. Make this dua, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us steadfast and forgive our sins and accept all our ibadat and our salahs. And remember also, brothers, to make du'as for those who are suffering in the world, especially people in Palestine. Make du'as. Increase your du'as in sajda. Make du'as for those, subhanAllah. And like I say, subhanAllah, time is running out. Do not be fooled, subhanAllah. This world, one day, will come. Not only, I'm not talking about this world, your life, subhanAllah. Every minute, every second, you're drawing closer to your grave, subhanAllah. You're drawing closer to meeting. Are you ready to meet with your Rabb? Ask yourself this question. When you go home, if Allah texts me today, subhanAllah, am I ready to meet Allah? SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. We can now read our Sunnah, brothers.